Yevgenia Kaganovich is a jewelry maker and metalsmith who applies the techniques of her trade to other media. She says while her new project involves using plastic grocery bags, the methods of construction are steeped in the metal arts tradition. Kaganovich is an artist in residence at the Linden Sculpture Garden, and her new project is an exploration of the ubiquitous plastic grocery bag and the issue of reuse. Here's where you come in. Kaganovich has a number of collection sites around Milwaukee where the public, you, are invited to donate bags to the project. But that's not all. You can also participate in creating the sculpture at several workshops held at the Linden Sculpture Garden. Material World contributor Jennifer Fields caught up with Kaganovich in the Linden Sculpture Garden's classroom to discuss the project and to see how an artist breathes new life into discarded plastic.
The project is called Grow. It's actually a series of installations. It starts here at the Linden Sculpture Garden. We launched it in October, and it's actually going to go out to a number of other public locations and really propagate throughout the city. But basically what we're making is we're making these plant-like forms. They're kind of bulbous like onions. It's kind of based on Egyptian onion, a walking onion. There's bulbs and that grow stalks, and then those stalks grow other bulbs. The bulbs fall over, that grows another bulb, another stalk. And so it's kind of this self-propagating system of organisms. The entire thing is made out of plastic bags, recycled plastic bags. So it really heavily relies on public participation, people bringing in their reused bags and donating them for us to use as a material. And then the entire object is made out of the plastic bag. So we make skin, we make thread to connect the skin together, and then whatever little parts of plastic bags we have left over, we actually use them as stuffing. So the entire form is made out of a singular material. So the first thing we do is we kind of dissect the bag. We get nice long sheets together, and then we iron them together in layers. So four different layers make what you're looking at here. It's kind of this leather or skin-like surface. After that, it's molded into these kind of bulb-like forms. And we're doing that in a number of different ways. We're actually using patterns and cutting pieces out and sawing them and crocheting them together. But some other pieces we're actually literally molding over metal stakes with a heat gun. So they take part of those kind of bulbous elements that we're looking for. And we're also making string to connect everything together. So we basically cut strips out of plastic bags and then pull them into thin string and then tie the ends together and put on a spool and then crochet with that thread. So I thought it would be interesting to take this material that sort of proliferates our lives, that's very ubiquitous and disposable, and juxtapose it with something that really takes time and labor and craft and put them together. I'm also thinking about transforming something that's very artificial into something that's seemingly not, that's seemingly self-propagating. And I'm looking to make these things kind of like grow feral, you know, go wild. And so seemingly, of course, they're not literally self-propagating. We're building onto them constantly, but they look like they really do that themselves. And so that juxtaposition of a completely superficial material or artificial material and a natural process was what was really interesting to me. Another part of this is that it only exists in sort of overlooked architectural spaces. You won't see it kind of going across the hallway, for example, because that's where people would walk, but you will see it in corners and under the stairs and in sort of these peripheral overlooked spaces. And kind of like a weed, like it wouldn't grow in the path, but it would grow in some sort of like little nooks and crannies. So it acts like a weed. So you can kind of see what we started here. You walk into the Linden Sculpture Garden, and you see these things kind of creeping around the corner. They're different size bulbs. They're all connected through their stalks. And we have some around this column. We have some creeping around this corner here. And then it goes around the room. What happened here is there was a chair here. So you can see that this bulb had to grow a really long stalk to get over here to start another stalk, to not start another bulb. And we deliberately, when we started this, didn't move any furniture because I really wanted a sense that this organism is growing around and into the architecture here, as opposed to needing to make accommodations for it. Here's some of these elements that I was talking about. You can see this bulbous form grows on the stalk. So the implication is that this is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and fall over and start another little bulb, right? And so this kind of variety is what we're looking for. And so that's why even though we have very much set sizes for making them, we're going to kind of articulate them slightly different. So there is this kind of variety, right? This was pretty much what we made leading up to October. But of course, what it's meant to do is sort of melt into the space, melt into the architecture. And so when we installed it, it kind of looked like, wait, that's it? That's all we made? And so the nice part about the project is this kind of futility, right? It takes a lot of bags to make one of these forms, a lot of them. And it takes a lot of time to make a lot of the forms. So, but we'll actually never be able to catch up with the reuse, right? With the kind of waste that we're generating, we'll never be able to quite catch up.
Contributor Jonifer Fields studies material culture at UW-Madison and is the curator of It's a Material World. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. Fields spoke with Yevgenia Kaganovich, an associate professor and associate chair of the Department of Art and Design at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Kaganovich is also an artist-in-residence at the Linden Sculpture Garden. There are collection sites for her plastic bag project at the UWM campus and at the Linden Sculpture Garden. There is more information at wuwm.com/lake effect. The governor laid out his priorities for the year ahead in this week's State of the State address. Well, those priorities did not include a new subway system for Milwaukee, but that hasn't stopped a firm from developing a hypothetical Milwaukee subway map. We'll get the inside story from the designer next on Lake Effect Weekend.